or should I say Bradford romance genre.
Nice. Wait. Say that one more time. The Bradford? Yeah. It's the Bradford romance. Okay, just making sure. Great cheekbones.
Things. I think as you become a more seasoned one, I could do it myself, so I started to research what it would take to be a publisher. I studied for 2 to 3 years, and then I opened up. Now we have over 75 published for a lot of authors. So River House, as well as Solange Press, have become ways to empower people, not to strip them of their very last dime to get the money. So we sort of help people make it to the next level.
So you're a hybrid or a traditional, or do you do both?
Hybrid.
You're a hybrid. Okay, how much more fun is it to have control over your publishing and then to be able to assist others than, you know, just being the writer?
It's very empowering because Oprah was said, you know, the only way that you're truly going to be successful is to write your own books. And I realized that I had to find what my strengths were and be able to maximize on, you know, and capitalize on all of them. So just writing was never going to be good enough. I needed to be able to control the message. I needed to be able to push more African-American women out there. I needed to be able to tell a young woman at 15 that if she writes her book in the middle of her circumstance and everything that's going on around her that's negative, try to change her mind, that I will publish it and know that I can do that. So being able to have that power to empower others just important to me as writing.
What, are you spreading this? Because now I have a frog in my throat.
No, I am not spreading it.
And if it wasn't water, I could, like, get rid of it.
You don't.
I can't use water. So what was it like the day you found out you were a USA Today best-selling author?
I was ready to go to the office. I was the director of communications for a major nonprofit, and I had to go to the Hill that day for a state legislative meeting where I was going to be beaten to death by some legislators for fun. And I got a call from Ben High, and she was like, "We just made the USA Today best-selling." And I remember, you know, going about my normal thing. I had the coffee. I had over, like, looking at my heels, wanting them to be house shoes, and I was headed out the door, and I just started screaming, and my fiance, but now my husband, he comes and run out of the bathroom, literally butt naked with his gun. And he thought somebody had attacked me because I was headed towards the door to start screaming, and then when he comes in, he's sitting there soaking wet, looking at me like,
some serious attention.
You won't just deal with it.